Now, before we go on to any more music, we do have a very special guest. Every Thursday between 5:10 and 5:20, we have Mr. Rauf Bajaria from Excellent Tax with us. We have him yet again for you. Very good evening to you, Rauf ji.
How you doing, Rebab? Hello to everyone. I know it's hailing in some parts of the city, and of course, temperatures have dropped. So please drive carefully and slow down, and please keep your eyes peeled on the road ahead of you. And most of all, please be safe wherever you are. I'm sorry I'm a little under the weather today, but you know the show must go on.
Absolutely, and you're probably not the only one. The temperature changes are pretty bad out there. All right,
yes.
Now what are the tax headlines for the week ending December 6th?
The tax headlines for this week is that the IRS came out with some interesting stats regarding the 2012 tax return season that just ended on October 15th. According to the IRS on the report that was released on December 4th, they announced a milestone for IRS e-file that more than 122 million people filed their returns electronically as compared to about 119 million or so that electronically filed their returns in 2011, which is a 2.5% increase. So this is what IRS is very excited, because they want to make sure that at some point in time, all the tax returns get filed electronically and no more paper returns. And that's what they're trying to do. Also, another interesting stat that they released was that during 2013, the IRS issued more than 109 million refunds worth almost about $300 billion. Billion with a B. Almost 77% of the refunds, this is very interesting, those refunds were direct deposited to the bank account compared to the 2011 year, that the percentage was a whole lot lower. Also, the IRS was trying to give publicity to their website that more than 430 million times it got the hit, up almost 24% compared to 2011. So that was one of the headlines. The other one, of course, is the Obamacare healthcare.gov was supposed to get a facelift by the end of November, and the results of the reconfiguring seem to be mixed at best. For example, 750,000 people visited the website on Monday, December the 2nd, which was twice the traffic for a typical Monday, according to figures released by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid. The site appeared to generally run smoothly early Monday morning before, of course, some glitches came about. And the big test, Webb, is going to be coming up, because people that want to have health care insurance through Obamacare must file and enroll by December 23rd of this month. And that's going to be a major test.
Absolutely. All right. And any updates on your two Excellent Tax locations in Irving and Austin?
Oh, thank you so much for asking, Webb. Of course, we opened our Austin location on December 2nd as scheduled at 7000 North Mopac Expressway, Suite 200, Austin 78731. Our phone number in Austin is 512-593-5116. We have had a good response at that location. And, of course, we are very excited about our Irving location of Excellent Tax, which is scheduled to open week after next on December 16th at 3455 North Beltline Road, Suite 109, Irving, 75062, in the Sub-Z Monday Shopping Center.
All right, and now let me also give your number out for the Plano location there, 214-888-2490, or you can call 972-226-9824. Once again, the website is excellenttax.com, excellenttax.com. And like Mr. Roth mentioned here, coming soon to Irving for you guys and, of course, Austin, Texas. All right, let me ask you something here. Now, you know, the clock is definitely ticking on some last-minute tax planning for 2013. How can Excellent Tax assist you with it?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The clock always keeps ticking. Time doesn't stop for anyone. So what we're saying is we give or take have about 25, 26 days left of 2013. And we here at Excellent Tax are available for any of your last-minute tax planning needs. And one of the last-minute ideas is that if you had a need to do some capital improvements in say, the first quarter of 2014, let's say we have a fast food restaurant and we want to upgrade our kitchen in early part of 2014, let's see if we can get this upgrade done now, ASAP, in 2013. Is that possible? Let's buy that new fryer, that new oven, etc., that we were looking to upgrade our kitchen with prior to December 31st. And then, of course, the purpose and the intent is that any kind of these capital expenditures that we incur in 2013 before the final tick on December 31st, we can write that off, that entire upgrade of the whole kitchen in 2013, thus reducing your tax liability in 2013. And you know, Vaibhav, based on my philosophy of trying to get the maximum write-off today because of the time value of a dollar versus tomorrow. Hopefully that is one of the tips our FundAsia listeners will pay attention to.
All right. And finally, I would like to ask you, what is the tax strategy of the day?
The tax strategy today of December 5th kind of coincides with this weather and the cars on the road and driving conditions, et cetera, Vaibhav. As we know, since the law changed in 1986, automobile deductions were no longer or are no longer very fashionable in terms of huge write-offs. So anytime when you have a automobile, even a luxury automobile, you cannot write that off. You have certain limitations that you can write off every year versus a standard mileage deduction per mile that you can deduct. Those do not have any limitations by the year. So if your situation is such, I would advise the taxpayers out there, our FundAsia listeners out there, that you should try to see doing both actual mileage, actual deduction versus the standard mileage and see which one gives you a higher bang for your dollar because with your actual depreciation, it's going to be limited year by year. But if you took the standard miles and you kept a good clean log, hey, you could write off the car substantially more than what your actual depreciation would allow. And this is, of course, posted on our tax blog at excellenttax.com. And I want you, FundAsia listeners, to go on the blog and please take a look at this strategy prior to the end of the year so you can complete the logs if it be necessary.
All right, Rolf G., it has been a pleasure having you here, and I want to thank you for providing some great information to our community here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Vaibhav. All of you be safe.
All right. Thank you once again. It's